Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, BE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inch. Today, we are talking about up-and-coming rapper Hot Boy Shaq, Payback, the Pain Pack EP. Came out January 19, 2024, four songs, 11 minutes. Ken, Hot Boy Shaq is from Charlotte, North Carolina. He has an interview from 2 years ago. I don't know if you've ever saw this platform called Off the Porch.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So you know, a lot of up-and-coming rappers are on there. So he had an interview there 2 years ago. Didn't do a lot of numbers. It only has 7,600 views on it. However, he was talking about he was shot and being 2 inches from being paralyzed. So obviously he has a lot of street stuff, you know, and listening to this project, that nigga from the street. You know what I'm saying? Ken, no expectation going into this. He is definitely in a new wave of modern commercial rapper. Got some raw wave to him. You know, very melodic. You know, I thought it was interesting too, Ken. In the Grammys now, they have a category for best melodic rap.
Really?
So that just shows you how the genre is transforming, and this style of music ain't going nowhere. I've heard bad versions of this. This is not my cup of tea, but I can't say that this is bad either. I don't like that melodic shit. You know what I'm saying? But like on a track, like the last one, My Everything, I like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like a longer project, and obviously this is the first time I ever heard of them. I think a longer project with more songs like that, I think that I would give them higher ratings, just overall. But I'm cool with it. Like, I don't want to say that I hate. I don't want to say I hate it. It's just that style of music is just not my thing. It's not my cup of tea. But I'm going to be very objective here and say that I really think he does that style of music pretty good. There's a lot of dudes out here, Ken, that I'm just like, nah, hell no, turn that off. And he's not one of those people. I like his stories. I like that, you know, this is called the Payback, the Pain Pack. And you hear that pain. He's talking about the streets. He's talking about his come up. And I got to respect that. And like on the last song, I also like I love the sample. I think it fits. You know me, I fucking can't remember the names of songs, but I like this. I like the packaging. I like the packaging.
This ain't that bad.
Oh, see?
This ain't that bad. I definitely have to adjust how I listen to process music. Mm-hmm. But I didn't hear anything that I thought sounded particularly awful.
Mm-mm.
Catchy, I think. Mm-hmm. Definitely really good with some of the hooks, beat selection, I think even flow, etc. Like, you know, I'm gonna be honest, I judged the book by its cover. I saw it, I was like, oh Lord, this is gonna be a hot it's gonna be a hot mess. But I was like, oh, this actually it ain't the best, but it ain't the hot mess, and it ain't that bad. Yeah. You know, and Hurt People ain't been the same.
Mm-hmm. He brought back Rich Homie.
Yeah,
he brought back Rich Homie.
Yep.
And Rich sounded good on it.
Yeah. Yep. So I think that's a good opening track. Not the best, but I think it's a good opening track. Mm-hmm. To give me the track two, My Heart Cold, and My Everything. You know, I thought that was a good closing track. Nice, mm-hmm. simple R&B-ish type thing to mm-hmm. kind of end it, you know, on a four-track EP. You know, and it's just like, he put just enough songs on here to not do himself any damage.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, nah, it's just, let me give you four of my best songs that I got or whatever, and we're going to leave it at that.
Yep, 100%. Rich Homie Quan is the only feature on here. I'll give Rich Homie a B. It's been a minute since I heard Rich Homie, and he sounded good on here. So I'll give him a B.
Yeah, Rich was fine. C plus.
Okay. Production, I give this a C plus, B minus. Only because it's not my style of like music, but the 808s was knocking. The 808s is knocking on here.
I liked two of these beats. The other two were fine. So I'm cool with C plus.
Okay. The rapping, I give him C plus, B minus. Again, not the style that I particularly care for, but he does it good. And I can't say that he does it that different than a lot of other people. I guess I like his story. I like his story. And it sings songy, but it's more rappy than sing songy. Like Rod Wave is like the extreme of sing songy. And he's more rapper than sing songer. So I like that. So C plus, B minus.
Yeah, I think he has a weird presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his voice is that type of sounding voice that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's interesting. I think I'm at a C plus, but I think the way he raps, I think he finds a way to keep your attention.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, with his flow, with his delivery and cadence, you know, for this style of rap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting because I think with the right songs, he could probably do something.
Yeah.
I think so.
So overall, I give him a C+.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm with that.
Yeah. I would say it was beyond tolerable. Like, I don't know how much replay. My heart has replay value for me. That joint definitely has replay.
You mean My Everything?
My Everything.
Me too. It's the only one I'll take off here, but I think it's not that bad. I mean, you know.
You would take the last one off?
It would be the only track I would take off here. Yeah, the other three.
Oh, I got you. You would take off for you. That you would listen to.
But,
I got you.
But no, I mean, it's not a replay value, but in terms of listening to it and judging it for what it is, I think it's fine. Like when I had it set up in like a playlist of all the songs albums that we were doing, when it came on, I didn't like look up and like, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. It was just like, okay, you know, that's fine. I can get through it. So not that bad. So I think I'm at a C+.
Mm-hmm. Bet. So you already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.